witches!
Hi, hello, and welcome to A Court of Witches. Whether you're into witches, books, or some other random shit, we've got something for you. Find us on your favorite podcast streaming service every Saturday for a new episode.
Connect with us on social media for news and upcoming episodes. For all business inquiries, please email us at acourtofwitches@gmail.com.
See you at The Court of Witches.
Hello and welcome back.
I'm gonna just apologize in advance because Brittany went to the gym and Odin has a lot to say about that. So you might hear him. Hopefully it doesn't pick up him too much or he calms the fuck down and goes to sleep, but right now he is telling me the fuck about it. So today's the day. Not that you really asked for it, but
no.
We're doing Fourth Wing.
It's been a couple people have been like, have you read Fourth Wing? Are you reading Fourth Wing? When are you going to read Fourth Wing? And I was like, look, it's kind of difficult to read a fantasy book and read a different fantasy book because then my brain starts merging the world. So when I am done with one, I will definitely do another.
Yeah. So,
but until then,
we're not reading any other ones right now. So we're reading this one. And I just have to say the very first thing that I have to say is actually technically before chapter one, like literally on the page adjacent to chapter one, like right before it, there's like a little blurb right here and it's like a translation note.
Yeah.
And I was cracking up because it's like in character, for lack of a better term.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. I also really like how like detailed the maps are.
Yeah. And then have we met the character Jacinia yet?
Okay. Don't say a shit, a single fucking thing.
I didn't think we had, but
the only other female, other than the sister, the mom, and the main character that I've met is Rhiannon.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
I also, so the entire time during like everything that was going through, like reading up till chapter five, I was like, what is Bisgaeth looks like what does it look like, how is it formed,
is that how you
like,
pronounce it?
Yeah, okay, so I I have this thing where if I continuously mispronounce words, books that I'm reading, I will forever do that. So I try really really hard to stop that in advance. So I looked up a video, I was like, how to pronounce this from Fourth Wing. It actually shows a video with the, it didn't show everyone. I needed like two other ones. But the author was like, I pronounce it Bisgaeth. And the reporter was like, oh, I thought it was Bazgiath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I was thinking.
Yeah. And the author was like, that's actually a more accurate Gaelic pronunciation. This is just how I formed my words. I was like, Wednesday, like, I get it.
Right.
Bisgaeth.
Bisgaeth. Okay. It might be too late for me because this is, I didn't say that, I guess, but this is my second reading of this book.
Oh, yeah. This is my first one.
First reading. So I've already read this entire book. I have not read Iron Flame yet.
She's probably going to read it before we get to it, though.
I will definitely read it before we read it on the podcast. But I've definitely been pronouncing it in my head Bazgiath. So it's very possible that I will fuck that up quite a few times.
It's fine. Because she also talks about like the dragons, like all the dragon names, which I'm not supposed to know yet.
Motherfucker, yeah.
So when we get to that, we'll talk about it. Although we do find out about one character's dragon. And I know that. I know that one.
We know Zayden's dragon, right?
Yeah. When we get to it, like, I'll say it again, but, like.
Yeah, so I can know if I pronounce it correctly in my head.
Yeah. But yeah, it's definitely a whoo kind of thing.
All right.
But yeah, so anyways, chapter one.
Chapter one.
Okay, right off the bat, listen, I have a lot to say about her mother.
I'm very excited to know the things that you have to say. Her mom's a fucking bitch.
Oh, 100% an asshole. It's like,
yeah,
bro, if you knew from the get-go you were going to force this bitch to be a writer, why did you just let her be a scribe her entire fucking life? Like, if you wanted to prove anything, were you trying to kill her from, like, the get-go? Like, do you have a death wish for her? Excuse me, ma'am. You've lost one of your kids.
That, though. I think it's the dad, because the dad was in the scribe quadrant. So I think that, like, she was allowing that because of the dad. And then when the dad died, she was like, nope, skirt, 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 skirt. Can't show weakness.
No child of mine is going to agree with this.
Yeah.
Well, because then she doesn't have anything to fall back on. Because it's like, oh, my husband wants her to be a scribe. Like, my husband this, my husband that.
But, and I honestly, mean, you can still be like, in his memory, like, this is right. What he wanted. And in his memory. But then, and we also, she's fucking wings. Disabled. So, like.
Right. Like. But I also didn't. What is it?
Oh my god, he is telling us about it.
Right? He's like, I have so many things to say. Let me say it, Mom. what's her name? Oh, I didn't realize her name was Lilith, by the way. And I was like, makes sense. She's a bitch.
Yeah, she is. She's
my cat's a bitch too. And her name's Lily. So similar. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. It's,
and then there's Mira.
Oh, what a sweetheart. I know. I was like, I love her.
I love Mira.
Yeah.
She's my favorite.
She's so, I don't know. She's just, she knows what's up.
And yeah, you would, like, think. Also, like, have a little faith, but I get it. Like, you know that that's not what your sister wants, so you're trying to fight for her. Because that's not, this is not what she wanted.
No, it's not what she wanted. It's not what she's prepared for. Which, that kind of brings up something else, too. If, I don't care if, like, your dad is a scribe and your mom's, like, a dragon rider. Which, first off, where did the scribe boyfriend come from? I'm surprised you didn't marry a dragon rider, to be honest with you.
Right, right. How did that happen?
Backstory, please. Thank you, Rebecca.
Right.
But the, if you have two different, okay, so, like, if you grow up in, like, a, not a split household, but, like, in a household that has one culture and then, in, like, the other half has a different culture, normally you are raised in both cultures. You have both things. Don't you think she would have been a powerful fucking tactician with her studying of things, with her scribliness?
Right.
And if she just practiced from the get-go being, you know, a fighter. I don't care how short, I don't care how small she is. I think she, I mean, she's probably going to be a badass regardless, but I feel like prepare her better.
You're going to find out lots of things about Violet.
I've been seeing a lot of not safe for work pictures on
a lot of on what specific I'm gonna groups. Say is I feel that Violet is kind of a forced Gryffindor.
Yeah.
She doesn't really have a choice in the matter.
She's a Ravenclaw. She makes
some very Gryffindor decisions throughout this. And I'm just like, and you're like, bitch.
What is it with Ravenclaw and Gryffindor? Like, normally Gryffindor, it's Gryffindor and Slytherin, but you have so many things to say about Gryffindor.
Because they're just like, just being brain. It's like the brains versus brawn thing. Like, you're all brawn and no brains. Most Gryffindors just charge right in without fucking thinking. And I'm just like, I cannot. I honestly think there's a more natural alliance between Ravenclaw and Slytherin, but we're not talking about Harry Potter today.
Whenever you say just charging in there, it makes me think of the when I just walk in and I just see three fucking men standing outside my apartment and they're like, hi, we're here for your apartment. And I was like, oh, get that in.
The whole time I was watching that, I was certain you were going to tell me they tried to abduct you. Like,
and then they were like, nah, fuck this bitch. We don't need her.
Oh my God.
No. No, it was funny because I just looked at him and I was like, yeah, you're in the wrong apartment. That's not mine. And they're like, oh, sorry. I do apologize for like coming out. You're good. You caught my apartment looking not too apartment-y, like homey look. It needs some cleaning. So
I was just, goodbye. Like, the whole time watching it like, oh my God, Emily's going to be abducted and not by the Fae. Yeah.
She wants that.
Right.
God forbid I get what I want. Just kidding. God.
Also, speaking of that, like, I was just the Ravenclaw in me reading this on page 3, they're talking about the library and her mom's like, I never should have let him keep, or I told him not to keep you in that library. It's like that fever stole all your coloring along with your strength. And I'm just like,
oh, bless you. Odin's going to have something to say about that now.
Right, probably. If I spent my whole life in a library, in the peace and quiet, surrounded by books and just in my happy fucking place, and then you made me cross a death bridge to learn to ride a fucking dragon and have to like work out and fight and shit and run and no, I'm jumping.
Goodbye. Head first.
Just jumping off the parapet. Bye.
Nah. I am not a fan of heights. Absolutely not a fan of heights. But and I'm going to blame my upbringing because I feel like my upbringing had a lot of anxiety like forced upon me. Will always says it's something that you learn, not something that you learn. Like there's people out there like born with like anxiety, but I feel like a lot of it, my anxiety wise, is because of insecurities that was placed upon me as a child that manifested as I got older into worse problems. I feel like heights wouldn't be such a big deal for me. I like roller coasters. Like I have a fear of falling. Like I don't want to fall. Because that's like 3 minutes of I'm going to die soon. Here I go. Just right. Watching my death come. I think that's just like terrifying, but I would probably be, I would be a dragon rider. Like I would be that person. I would want to, yeah, I would want to ride.
No,
I'd be like Mira, here I come.
No, every time I'm going to be I am a Ravenclaw. I am erudite. I am a scribe. Divergent.
All the way.
I was divergent as well, but it was like only 2. It wasn't all 5. It was like,
what test did you take?
I don't remember the one that's on the website.
There's a website. I think I just did like a Buzzsprout.
I think that Veronica Roth? Is that who wrote that?
Yeah.
I think she has a website. But
we're going to do that one.
Mostly erudite.
I feel like I was mostly divergent and what? Fuck. What is the one that Forrest from? What is that called?
Abnegation?
No. 4. The dude.
Oh, Dauntless.
Like Divergent.
No, he's Dauntless, but he's from Abnegation originally.
He's from Abnegation?
Yeah.
He was? I thought he was from a different.
Yes. No, because his dad was like the evil dude in Abnegation that like beat the shit out of him.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. It's been a long time. It's been a long fucking time. Okay. Sorry. My bad. Anyways, we're not even talking about that.
But this book does have a lot of parallels to Divergent. I will say that.
Yeah.
Minus the dragons. Obviously, Divergent didn't have dragons.
The, I like, too, how there's a magic system, but they're not, like, fey. Like, they're not right. Magical beings. They have to partner with dragons to channel that magic. I do like that. Because that's something that I don't really see in a lot of books, you know?
Yeah.
Especially books with magic. It's always something Sarah J. Maas similarity kind of thing.
Yeah. There's another book series I'm reading right now, actually. It's called the Girl Game series by Ruby Rowe. And it's very, very smutty, first of all. But in that system, the houses or mansions hold mm-hmm. the magic. And if you study at that mansion for long enough, you can get a tattoo. I don't remember what they call the tattoos. They call them something specific. But that gives you a link to the magic of that house and you can call on that magic. So it's like the people aren't magic, but the houses are. It's a similar concept.
Yeah.
And also, I would rather be eaten by a dragon than go on the parapet. Just saying. I wrote that in my notes. I'll need to say it.
You want
to
run away when the dragons come by? There was something that I wrote. I said, from what I hear, she lied. Oh! Okay. Now I remember. So this is page 14. So this is where we hear about Zayden. Zayden is apparently the son of the Great Betrayer. And so
wait, what? Because
page 14.
Oh, okay. We just skipped a whole lot.
Oh, sorry. That was my next thing. Go ahead. Say whatever you got to do. Page 14 is when I'm coming back.
No, just the next thing that I had that like really has any kind of, well, there's two things I want to say. On page 6, she's talking, or they go back, blah, 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 blah. Listen, guys, I'm exhausted. So my brain is not braining and my mouth is not connecting to it and making the words appropriately. Mira and Violet go back to her room. First of all, it's already packed up. And let me tell you about
which is so shitty.
Literally, I moved out of my parents' house and about 3 months later went back for a visit and my room was gone. Like they had turned it into like a craft room or some shit. And at the time I had just got my apartment. So like it was one of those things where you were like, you think that you're always going to be able to go back home. And like, I cried. I literally saw my room, was like, I have to go to the bathroom, and cried because my room was gone and it was traumatizing. That's not what I wanted to say, though. What I wanted to say was that they're in her room and Mira starts going through her Violet's bag and she's like taking stuff out, putting new stuff in. And she's like, Violet's like, what are you doing? And Mira says, what Brennan did for me. She says, what Brennan did for me. And I'm just like,
stop.
Yeah.
Don't say then, another word.
Right. And then the next thing that I had to say is not as sad as that. On page 11, they're talking and she's giving her more advice, and she's like, stay away from Zane, or stay away from Dane. Don't sleep with Dane because you don't want to sleep with somebody out of your year. And Vi's like, so I'm free to take any of the first years I want to bed. And she says, exactly. And I just love the sex positivity.
Yeah.
And then I lied because I have another thing highlighted before page 14.
I really like how the sister is just like, look, you don't know when you're going to die next. Just go.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Live your life. That's so nice.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. So at the bottom of page 13, Mira's like, I just remembered. Stay the hell away from Zayden Ryerson. Stay away from Zayden. And I'm just like, I literally wrote star, eye roll, star. Because we all have seen the TikToks, okay? That's not a spoiler.
Yeah, see, that's, yeah. So that's my comment on it. Because she's like, do this, do that, stay away. He will kill you. And I was like, from what I hear, she lied. Yeah. I am well aware they do shit together.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. When I the first time I ever saw a TikTok referencing Zaddy, I thought they were talking about Zayden.
Oh, but were they talking about Zane. Honey and Adeline?
Yeah.
Which, I was going to say, ooh.
It was another episode. But
okay.
Can she hear Odin?
No. Okay. She just,
when she wants a woo sometimes.
Yeah, when she wants attention, this is what she does. Oh, okay. Okay, come on.
Come on. You gonna say hi? They said, we want to be on the podcast, Mom.
I know. So Will went to go get groceries, and if the girls are not in a room with somebody else and they hear somebody, they do what Odin does. Odin just does it because he's alone. The girls do it when they hear somebody. So
yeah, and I would love to bring Odin in here with me.
Yeah,
but if I brought him in here with me, he would eat everything. So
right. Okay. Okay, Crippy. Go over there.
So this episode's probably going to be so annoying, and I'm so sorry, guys. I feel super shitty about it, but...
Scar, go lay down.
Go lay down. There's literally nothing I can do about it right now.
I know. Your sister got you wild up. Lay down. Lay down.
So that's what you wanted to say on page 14, though? Was
yes, about that, according to every single thing that I've ever seen, she lied. And I've seen a lot of not safe for work pictures, so
yeah,
she definitely lied.
Yeah,
I've seen a throne room.
Yeah,
and or not a throne room, I guess a throne, which I'm going to assume is the throne in the Dragon Rotunda like area. Like right outside of it. And then I saw up against a wall, like it looked like it's on a balcony of some sort. I was like, well, this is great. I haven't even read this fucking book yet. And I'm getting spoilers. Bastards. But anyways, yeah, so that's cool. And then everything kind of and I feel so bad for her, like right after this moment, because, Violet gets reminded just who her family is and how important they are to the dragon riding community. And she's just like, great. My sister is well known. My mother is also well known. Yeah. Yay. Yeah. So I feel really bad for her because she's just not the guilt of being who she is. It's just the guilt of feeling she's not going to live up to that.
I don't know why, but something you just said just unlocked a memory of something that happens in this book later that we have not read yet.
Did I see the future?
No. No.
Oh.
But I was just reminded of a Ravenclaw moment that Violet does have later. So, or maybe like a Slytherin moment. I don't know. It's kind of a...
You're like Redemption.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I like Violet. Especially because I do feel like she's a character with a disability. Like, it's a physical disability, but like her bones or her joints easily pop out and her bones are very fragile. Like, she's a very fragile human. So I feel like that's a disability.
Is that because of the fever?
I think so. Because like, oh, she also has the silver hair from the fever.
Yeah. I knew that. I didn't realize her bones were like weak.
Well, her joints. We did about her joints in this one because I remember reading it very recently. Because it happens on the parapet.
Oh, okay. I thought like thus far.
Oh, like, no, not like that in our speaking. No, thus far in reading.
I knew she gets like her on the parapet. And I just figured it was because she has like a weak body because she, you know, was underground and not working out.
Yeah.
That's all I thought. I didn't realize it was like weak bones.
I thought they talked about it. Maybe not. I don't know. Either way. Yeah, she does.
I know at some point during this reading part, Will was in here listening to a very loud YouTube video or on TikTok. And every time he switched the video, it like.
Yeah.
So that also could be me. Thanks, babe. I'm just kidding. That's why I go into another room. Where are you going?
Then we meet some new characters. We meet three new characters.
I'm sad about, what is it, Daniel? Dylan.
There's like two of them. I was like, oh! Stick around for a while. One of them doesn't make it across the parapet.
Like, okay, so you know in have you read Vampire Academy?
Yeah.
So, I don't remember his name, but like the guy best friend, the like redhead.
Uh-huh.
That's who I was thinking Dylan was going to be.
Nope.
I was like, oh, we got a redhead best friend that comes in here and he's probably going to, and I was also thinking like, From the Night in Its Moon.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
I don't know what his name is, but I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I was thinking like that dynamic. That's where I was going with. I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And then all of a sudden.
Nope.
Daniel falls. And I was like.
Yeah. I knew the first time I read this, I was like, well, he's not going to make it across because they talk about how he said that he's not going to, it would be bad luck to propose before he left. So they're
moving. Oh, I know. I was like, that's suspicious.
Yeah. Yep. I knew as soon as I read that it wasn't going to happen. I don't know if we learned this guy's name in this first chapter or not, but we also meet Jack, the fucking asshole.
Yeah, we do. Jack and Barlow. Yeah. Listen. I was like, what a fucking prick. Is he Chad? And they described him as such, and I was like, I knew it. You fucking dick.
It's listen, only funny because I have a friend named Chad who is, like, not that at all. He's, like, just the goofiest, nicest guy who would, like, literally take the shirt off his back for anyone. And it's super funny.
Chad. But you're, like, a Karen in the male form. Listen, I have a cousin named Chad, and he is blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I was like,
this Chad you look is like also blonde-haired, blue-eyed, but he's not
the attitude
that kind of Chad.
Mine isn't either, but
my cousin named Chad. I have a cousin named Chad as well, and he is a Chad.
Oh, okay, well, definitely not the same one. The I hate him. And listen,
he doesn't get any better.
Great.
Like, there's no redemption there, just so you know.
I don't want a redemption for him. He's a fucking prick. He just wants to be macho. God, oh, no.
I will say that there's a reason that I am not in Amity or Hufflepuff or abnegation. Because, bitch, I would not be taking off my motherfucking rubber-soled boot, my sticky grippy boot, to give to somebody else so I could wear a big-ass boot that doesn't fucking fit. No, bitch. I'm already having enough trouble getting across this fucking parapet.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I might tell you, hey, this bitch is slick. You probably should take your shoes off. But I'm not going to tell you, no. I'm not going to give you one of my grippy shoes.
No. Right? I was like, no. They asked for this. Like, I was forced into this position. Right. Like, I'm going to try to survive and as best also, I can.
You can't tell me that, first of all, maybe they wouldn't because they're, like, Dauntless or Gryffindor. But, like, how did you not think of that? It's a fucking, like, marble bridge outside in the rain. Duh, it's slippery. Like, hello. And you can't tell me that, like, that's not something that would be passed down in the school. Like, no.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I just can't. I can't even.
Well, and I think they discuss it, too. It's just like, well, what about, like, it must be that riding a dragon and being with the dragon outweighs all possible negative side effects of, like, joining this quadrant. Right. And, well, and I feel she's like just, like, she's thinking about it appropriately.
Yeah, she is, yes. But I feel like so many people with that type of mindset are like, oh, that would never happen to me. Not even just with that type of mindset. I feel like we all get that way. Like, yeah.
Well,
yeah, that happens, like, but that'll never happen to me. Like,
yeah, until it does happen, and then you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But that's all I had for chapter one, and I wrote the most for chapter one, so I don't have a lot for the next three chapters. But chapter two,
I have one more.
Oh, my bad. Chapter one.
No, you're good. So it's literally at the last page before chapter two. Okay. So on this page, we hear Zayden be described. So, what is it? He says, oh, fuck, what is it? How does he describe her? The black-haired rider snaps his gaze to mine, turning fully toward me, and my heart thunders for all the wrong reasons. A rebellion relic curving in dips and swirls, starting at his bare left wrist, then disappears under his black uniform to appear again at his collar, where it stretches and swirls up his neck, stopping at his jawline. He's massive. He has to be more than 4 inches over 6 feet tall. So, like, the way she describes him, and maybe it's, like, I don't know, because he's even gotten a diagonal scar that bisects his left eyebrow and marks the top corner of his cheek, makes him only hotter, flaming hot, scorching hot, gets you into trouble and you like it level of hot. And then she's like, now I can't remember why Mira told me to stay away from him because he's so attractive. Mm-hmm. He's the most exquisite man I've ever seen. So she uses wonderful words to describe this person, making him appear very, very attractive. But I've seen quite a few fan renditions that are not that great, and it actually makes me feel like I'm looking at Snape.
Yeah, that's not the picture I have in my head at all of Zayden.
Like, I had a picture of it, and I was...
Rezand vibe from Zayden than anything else.
See, or, like, I was thinking, Azriel. I was going to say an Azriel with, like, a scar on his face and, like, maybe a little mix of Zayd from Pontianak.
I was going to say Zayd.
Yeah.
Like a younger Zayd.
Yeah, but I'm sitting here like, like, when I saw it, I was like, that's, like, a long-haired, like, young, like, not, like, older Snape, but, like, just Snape hair, like, pale. And all black.
I don't picture
with,
his
like,
hair is quite that long.
Yeah, I was thinking it was short because of being a dragon rider. So, like, right. I was just thinking, like, crew cut kind of, like, material, like, what is it? Military.
Well, I don't picture it's quite that short.
Oh. Well, but, I'm like, not thinking, like, a buzz like, cut. Meshy. Oh, like.
Like, almost like.
Like almost homeless, hair? But not. Like, what?
Like anime hair, like
almost homeless, but not homeless yet. Yeah. Okay, well, see, and I don't know. I didn't picture him. I pictured him like maybe like clean cut, like a little bit of hair up top, not like buzz cut, like you would find some Marines, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking like Will's haircut. But yeah. Not down to here is what some of the things were showing me. I was like,
yeah, I didn't picture that either. Not that long.
I was like, I don't know where any of this zaddy's coming from because this ain't real. This is what they're looking at. That ain't true.
Listen, I don't like often
no
fall in love with or do the whole book boyfriend thing. Like Reese pissed me off. Like, I didn't like Reese that much. I like Reese, but I didn't want to be with Reese. Reese would not be a good partner.
What about Cassian?
No, I feel like I would go more for an Az.
Yeah, I can see that. You're more lame. I do.
So, we're
not, that's not episode. Like. That's another episode. We should just have a book boyfriend discussion.
Well, we also would have to do book girlfriends because I got some of those too. But
true.
That's the what I was gonna say is I like Zaid. But that's a different discussion.
That's a discussion you need to have with your therapist.
Right? Again, I'm about to say something else, but I'm gonna save that for a different episode. But I also
shut up.
Oh, you killed me.
That's like an automatic response. We live in an apartment. We gotta be quiet.
Right? God.
She just gets excited and just does it.
Like, get your life together, Polly.
Polly, lay down. Scar, lay down. I don't care where you lay down, lay down.
My point was saying all of that about book boyfriends. Zayden is the first one that everyone else is obsessed with that I'm also like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I see it.
I get it.
Maybe if I get a little bit more description of what he looks like, that doesn't look like Snape.
Yeah, I'll have to find the fan art that I've seen and send it to
I'll show you the fan art I saw.
Yeah, because it sounds horrendous, so I'm going to need that to get its life together.
I was like, I didn't want to look too much into it, so I didn't do a lot of deep diving, but I was just like, right. Zayden, fourth wing. And then I looked it up and I was like, ugh. That's yeah, what I was no. thinking. Okay. Anyways, but yeah, some fan arts are not doing them justice. I mean, my personal preference, no. Anyways, right. Chapter two. Oh my god, it's 37 minutes.
Yeah, on one chapter.
All right, I only had one thing to say about this one, so.
I only wrote two things. One of those was thinking about the parapet, like reading about the parapet and thinking about it. Literally, I was so tense, I was making myself nauseous because the idea of that is just like, I'd rather yeah, fucking agree. Die. Yeah. And then not only that, but you switched your fucking boot, so you only got one good boot. And this homicidal fucking maniac is coming behind you, like, trying to murder you. No.
Right.
There's no thank you to all of that.
And here's the thing. The one thing I said about this entire fucking chapter, too, is strictly about Jack. Yeah. I was like, every book I have read that I can remember has at least one asshole blonde character. I don't know what it is, but you know what? We're not even doing, what is it called? Fan castings, but I got the perfect one for Jack. He played in quite a few movies, actually. And I think the one thing, if my iPad would open up. Okay, it's an old iPad, so, like, why did I expect it to work? So he played in Hunger Games 1, maybe?
What character?
He was from District 1. He was like one of the last people to go. Cato. Yeah, I think it was Cato that he played. But what was his name? Huh?
Said I may have read those books a few times as well. Just I'm pretty sure it's Cato. Cato was either District 1 or District 2.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Everything's just fucking slow. But there's a movie that this character is in that makes me go, that right there. That is what's making me feel Alexander Ludwig. He is a blonde, light eyes. He played in the movie The Final Girls. That's what it was, The Final Girls. So The Final Girls is no, not The Final Girl. Final Girl, whatever. Basically, him and his buddies take women that they find and take them out into like the forest or whatever, and then they hunt her for sport, and then they kill her for fun. And then they meet this one girl.
Haunting Adeline or hunting Adeline.
Right. They meet this one girl who was actually a trained assassin because her guardian, who is also in the Hunger Games, who played the guy with like the weird beard that had to eat the berries at the very end. It's not Cinna. But he like designed the Hunger Games for that year or whatever. He teaches this girl to kill, basically. So she's like a trained assassin, and she's playing the part so that she could take all of these people down. But she has to go up against Wes Bentley. That's the name. Has to go up against Jameson, who is played by Alexander Ludwig. And that character, just like the ferocity and like the need to murder and kill, that's what made me immediately think of this character. Yeah. I was like, Jack, this person would play Jack. Done.
You know,
will not change my mind.
Immediately thought of Miles Teller.
That's a good one from like Divergent.
Yeah. Like most of the movies he plays in, he plays that kind of a character. Except for Footloose. Like what? Footloose. Yeah.
Yeah. He played dumbass cowboy in Footloose.
Yeah, but like he,
that was a good movie, though.
In my head, he's like typecast in that asshole role.
Yeah, and so, I think he's trying to get away from that, but regardless, he's still pretty good at it.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's all I had about chapter two as well. It was just fucking Jack. Fuck Jack.
Like that's terrifying. On top of like you slipping and falling, and then having to use your slippery foot as a way to get yourself back up in the middle of the fucking rain.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you literally get off the parapet, you become a cadet, and he's still up there like, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, it's like,
bro.
Like, get a fucking life. What's wrong with you?
Well, and then, like, when he's on his, he turns around, and he's just like, hey, here I come, and then tosses the person behind him.
Yeah, like, what is wrong with you?
You don't know how many dragons they have this year. Like, they could have enough for everybody. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I mean, they definitely people when don't, you get there. But
what no, the never. But anyways, chapter three.
Fucking Dane.
Okay. Mira was smart to send her to Dane. But also, and I see why Dane's acting like that, but also that would piss me off. I'd be like, who the fuck do you think I am to you? I am your best friend since childhood. You will not treat me like this. Like, I would be so pissed off.
Yeah. Fucking Dane. I literally wrote, fucking Dane, pretentious asshole. And then on page 33, I wrote Gryffindor energy, but let me. Oh. Oh, I highlighted it. It says, you crossed the parapet with an equestrian boot too big for you, talking about, it's Dane, and he's talking about her trading boots. And I'm like,
yeah. None of your fucking business, bro.
Right? But that's her Gryffindor energy. She's like, yeah.
I'm saving everyone.
I gotta save people. Not myself, but I gotta save somebody. Yeah. I didn't have anything else till page 37.
I got some on 40. So during this part here, they're talking about the sections and the squad leaders and the wings. And I'm sitting here like, huh? I don't know military formations, even if there is any nowadays. Like, I know there might be. I don't know. I don't know much about the military currently, but like, there was formations and patterns and specific things back in like Renaissance times, like depending on everything. Like, that is sure
there still are. Like,
yeah, I think it just depends on everything. I mean, nowadays they got rockets. What do they need guns for? Biological warfare. They have that.
Yeah, that too.
Let's see. Is it Nira or Nyra? Regardless. She's calling out squads and sections and which wings they're a part of. And she whispers to Rhiannon, sections and squads, three squads in each section and three sections in each of the four wings. I was like, I'm going to need somebody to draw this out for me because I am a visual learner, hearing any type of learning with hearing, it goes in one ear and out the other. I do not register it. Will says I have a processing disorder because he'll say something and I'll sit there and stare at him like, and 5 seconds later, I'm like, oh, okay, the answer is this or something like that. And he just stares at me. He goes, how long? It's a running joke where I buffer. My brain is buffering.
I mean,
I'm going to blame stress and anxiety on the way my brain is working. Will's like, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But regardless of that, I needed somebody to write this out for me. So when I looked it up, I was like, okay, that makes a lot more sense. But I was like, Vi, I need you to elaborate more on this squad thing because it's got me all sorts of confused. And I'm sure Rhiannon is confused too. Like,
yes, but like, also, I mean, for you, the more you read, the more it'll make sense. Because the first time I read it too, I was like, what?
Right?
Like
I get like the claw is like the front section, the flame is the middle, and then like the tail section or whatever is like the very end of it. Like, I understand that. The wings like really just kind of fucking confuse me. But I guess if you're like the way you're flying, if you're like, if that's your formation, then that makes sense too.
Yeah. And it makes more sense the more you get into it and start to, yeah, once the dragons get here, it makes more sense.
Yeah. I just needed to like right off the bat just see like a rough draft of it.
No, I mean, that makes sense. It's, what
the fuck is this? Yeah.
It's complicated and it's a lot. Like, there's so many. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then on the next page, so we learn that Rhiannon and Vi are both called the second squad, flame section, second wing. So they get over there, do all of that. Well, Zayden looks at Violet with a cold, calculating look. And I'm like, is he going to switch them? Oh my God, is he going to switch them? Is he going to take over second wing or are they going to move him to fourth wing? And then I was like, oh, there it is.
Yeah, well, the book is called Fourth Wing. So,
oh, well, yeah. I just thought, when I saw that he was a leader of Fourth Wing, I was like, okay, well, they do get together at some point. So, like, maybe.
Right.
Somewhere along the lines, like, she wants to go there. I don't know. I didn't think, like, literally in 5 seconds, she'd be like, here I am.
Yep, here she is.
But yeah, I was like, oh, there it is. Okay.
Not by choice.
Yeah. So, Brandy, tell me about that time that, you know, the dragons came out of nowhere and sat on the edge of this thing and breathed at them. What would you do in that situation?
Shit my fucking pants. Are you kidding me?
I love the little commentary she's she's talking about. And this guy screams and runs away. And then the red dragon on the left just opens its mouth and, you know,
he's
a pile of ash on the gravel. 78 dead. Heat from the flames blasts inside of my face, so I jerk my attention forward. If anyone else runs and is likewise executed, I don't want to see it. More screaming sounds around me. I lock my jaw as hard as I can to keep quiet. There are two more gusts of heat, one to my left and then another to my right. Make that 70.
Yeah. So before that, like, I don't even know. Yeah, I'm a couple before that, or like a page before that. There's a quote from Violet, and or it's her thinking, and it's page 41 in the second paragraph. It says, I have exactly two shades when it comes to the sun, pale and burned. Girl, same. Girl, same.
Me too. Not so, me, but...
me 1,000%. But yeah, and this,
you know what's really funny?
This is one of my coworkers. Is it like his dragon? Do we learn her name in this chapter?
Yeah, we do. Maybe not this one. It's, I think we, topic. Yeah. the what is it? I have a friend, Hannah. She came into work the other day, and I looked at her. I was like, Hannah, have you been tanning? And she just looks at me. She goes, why would I tan? I literally just burn. I'm pale white forever and always. And I was like, your arms are red as if you've been out in the sun. I know we got up to like the 70s recently, but damn. Like, you're red. And she goes, I haven't been out in the sun at all. I literally just walked in from the car. I was like, oh,
relatable.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. And she goes, I swear I have it. And then I like put my hand on her arm and my handprint was there.
Yeah, that happens to me quite often as well.
I was like, so Hannah.
It's hilarious.
I was like, so Hannah, what's it like living in the South? She goes, it's fucking unbearable. It's like, yeah, got it.
Yeah.
She's like, shut up. Oh, man. Anyways.
Yes. That's what I had for chapter 3.
I basically, with everybody being blasted around, I was like, you know, that's both jarring and a little exhilarating.
No.
But I...
Mm-mm.
You're like...
That's Gryffindor energy. Mm-mm.
Listen, I fucking love me some dragons, though. I had a dream once that I had a dragon, and I was like, oh, this is the best fucking dream of my life. And then I was like a kid, and as a kid, if I liked the dream and I wanted it to continue, I would literally think about what happened last in hopes that my brain would just automatically go right back into
it. I still do that.
I was like, oh man, this dream is pretty cool. I want to see the end of it.
It very rarely works, but I still do it.
It's like a movie. Right. I want to see the end, dude. Anyways, chapter 4. I only had two things to write about this.
I literally just wrote one thing about the entire chapter, so I'll let you go first.
Well, I got some on page 50. Okay, so they're going to their first day of school. Not school, but classes. And it's also their very first day fighting in a ring. So everyone's kind of like, what the fuck? But then Dane apparently has this whistle ability. Not ability, just a talent of whistling. And he goes and whistles to bring her to wherever he is. And they're talking behind someplace at the school. And I'm sitting there like, bitch, you're going to get caught. What, talking in the shadows is,
yeah, you're not like, hiding very well. Like,
they're, first of all, your sister just told you to sleep with whatever, whoever in your year, because you don't know when you're going to die the next day. Yep. Excuse me? What do you think, like, happens in the shadows? Like, I'm sure there's going to be people going around to get quick. It's like fucking high school. Well, not really high school. That didn't really happen in my high school. Maybe once. But it was after school hours. But, like, makeout sessions. I don't know. Something stupid. Something. I mean, yeah. I know. I get it. They're 20 years old. They're probably not going to do that. But, like, come on. They're going to die soon anyway. So, like, why not? And I'm sitting here like, girl, you're going to get caught. Like, be smart about it at least.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they did. They did. Because Zayden saw them. Zayden, the most fucking... And here's the thing. You know Jack and Zayden... Jack definitely wants to kill you. Zayden hasn't said anything yet. You just assume he wants to kill you because of, like, who your mother is, who his father was, all that kind of good stuff, you know? Romeo and Juliet bullshit. But... You don't think you should be a little bit more careful about who you speak to?
Right.
Where you speak them? Like, Zayden saw you. Zayden's very fucking observant, apparently. And he saw you. And he called that dude out. He was like, oh, I already knew your parents were tight. But do you have to be so fucking obvious? And I'm like, bruh.
Right?
First of all, Zayden's going to be like, oh, this one's mine. Dane, back the fuck up. Like, I have a score to settle with. I have a score to settle with her mother, and this is the payback I get.
Yep.
But anyways, I'm super curious about Zayden's powers. Like, everyone's got a power. What's Zayden's?
I know, but I'm not going to say anything. But we do learn Zayden's dragon's name.
And yeah, what page 51. Is that? Thank you.
Page 51.
It is Sigale.
Scale.
Sigale.
Sigale. That's how I said it. Basically, scale. Basically, I scale, think. But Sigale.
I know. I heard scale and I was like, no.
Sigale.
No. Hold on. I'll pull up the video real quick. I just want to know.
And Dane's dragon's name is Kath, which just makes me think of catheter, and that really is unfortunate for him.
Yeah, Sigale. It's Sigale. Yeah. Sigale. am I hearing this correctly? Did Mira tell... Was it Dane that she was talking about where he was like, he makes small things look bigger? And real and in person. Was he talking about Dane? Or was it just somebody she was having sex with?
Somebody else, I think.
Okay.
I remember that quote, but I don't remember what the surround, like the context was.
Yeah.
Did you say you had two things for this chapter?
Yeah. But I don't know why I said this enemies to lovers with a slow burn isn't it.
Probably.
I don't know why I said that.
He's going to kill her then or something like that. I don't know. I just wrote I put like a little star on both ends and I just wrote unhinged laughter.
For what? Oh, this entire
chapter.
So here's the thing. I don't know. Zayden. That's what happens when you try to bring them both together. Zayden. He's like, let me guess. Childhood friends, first loves, even. And then he goes, I expected you to do better of hiding where your affections lie, Eidos. And then Zayden starts walking down the stairs and Dane goes, run, Violet, now. And it's like, is he allowed to kill people just because he wants to? Like, I don't know. She keeps spouting off all the fucking rule books. Like, it's this part of the rule book.
Yeah, but then, until they're actually like, I think until they're actually, they go through threshing.
that's when they.
And yeah, the he must have heard me talk or breathe or I don't know.
He sensed it. I don't know. I just said I'm super curious about Zayden's powers. I kind of wonder if it has something to do with not some cliche like read minds kind of thing, but like sensing something. I don't know. Oh no, okay. I'm just trying to remember why I said this enemies to lovers with a slow burn isn't it. I like that, but why on specifically page 53?
I don't know. Maybe because she runs away? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe because Dane's fucking there?
Maybe.
He's a go mind his own business.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't fucking know. Whatever. I guess it, you know, wasn't fucking important.
What it is. All right.
Anyway,
so that was the first episode of Fourth Wing. We were like, it's only four chapters. We're going to do, it'll be a shorter episode. And we fucking lied. So there's that.
We had a few mishaps. We had a few interruptions.
We talked just quite kidding. A bit about Divergent and Harry Potter.
I was saying not the fourth week.
Yeah.
Yet.
So
it was eventful, but not as eventful. So like,
yeah.
Anyways, until next time.
Bye.